From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The man known as the East Area Rapist and Golden State Killer terrorized Sacramento and California neighborhoods in the 1970s and 80s. Investigators now have a suspect in custody. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffitt reports DNA is a key component of the case.
It's been more than 30 years since the last crime was attributed to the man known both as the East Area Rapist and Golden State Killer. Tuesday, Sacramento County Sheriff's deputies arrested Joseph James D'Angelo at his home in Citrus Heights. Sheriff Scott Jones says the county crime lab narrowed the field of dozens of possible suspects down to one after DNA entered the system that had some similarities to evidence collected at crime scenes.
That's all I can say. I can't say it's a family member's DNA. I can say there was, in employing this technology, there was a link between the DNA that we had and the potential for examining a universe of folks for which our guy was a member.
He says the source of the DNA link will come out soon enough. Jones also says that once the others were eliminated as suspects, investigators staked out D'Angelo's home and secured two DNA samples. The district attorney's office says the second one provided enough markers to tie D'Angelo to at least six of the crimes for which DNA evidence exists. The East Area Rapist is believed to have committed a dozen murders and more than 50 rapes and sexual assaults from Sacramento to Southern California. The Sacramento County DA's office has filed murder charges for the 1978 deaths of Brian and Katie Maggiore in Rancho Cordova. The Ventura DA has also filed charges in the 1980 deaths of Lyman and Charlene Smith. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
Well, the first campaign this election season has now turned in enough voter signatures to qualify a measure for the November ballot in California. The California Secretary of State's office announced that a $9 billion water bond can appear before voters. The measure would add to $7.5 billion in funding voters approved in 2014 for water projects. The legislature also has placed a $4 billion water bond for water, parks, and climate change preparedness on the June ballot. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.